Tucson, Arizona is a city where Mexican and American cultures have become inextricably intertwined. NPR's Linda Wertheimer visited a factory there that makes little pillows of corn mush with something, usually spicy, in the center, wrapped up in corn shucks. Tamales. Tamales are part of a long Mexican tradition in this country. Linda comes from the Southwest and claims to make her own tamales on occasion.
The very best tamales, to my way of thinking, are part of summer, something to look forward to all year. Tamales de elote, green corn tamales, with the sugary crunch of fresh corn in the masa, the outer layer, a strip of green chili and soft white cheese in the center, a little package wrapped and steamed in a green corn shuck, which gives the whole thing a delicate, grassy flavor. They're a tradition in Tucson, where roadside stands announce that green corn is in. People stand in line for them at El Charo restaurant, says the owner, Carlota Flores. El Charo claims to be the oldest Mexican restaurant in the country. They also serve beef and pork tamales with red chili year-round, but it doesn't stop there.
We do a tofu tamale. We do a pumpkin tamale. We do a cranberry turkey tamale. We do a zucchini tamale. We do a chocolate tamale.
Carlota Flores showed us around her company, Chinita, which prepares and ships tortillas and tamales all over the country. On a blazing hot day, the air inside is cool and smells of chili. Radios are playing, tuned to Mexican stations. Tucson's traditional extra-thin flour tortillas are made here, and in a special cold room kept at 42 degrees, thousands of tamales are turned out every day by a dozen women dressed in sweaters and smocks and fluffy hairnets. Huge mixers blend ground corn with fat and flavorings to produce the masa, and mounds of it, resembling soft cookie dough, are dumped on steel tables, where women, working in pairs and chatting quietly, quickly shape tamales on corn shucks. Carlota Flores explained it all to us.
These are nice, big tamale leaves. You have to put them in warm water.
Using a plastic spatula that looks a lot like the thing you use to scrape frost off a windshield, one woman smears a very thin layer of masa onto the corn shuck.
What happens here is you don't put the tamale dough here. You put it at the wide end. What happens is, you see, this is going to puff up and it's going to come out, and that's why you don't put too much in here.
A second woman adds a couple of spoonsful of filling and folds one side of the corn shuck over the other. The whole thing is bent in the middle and tucked into a steamer. Steaming makes the shortening and the masa come together in a crumbly, cake-like layer around the filling. Getting the masa light is the key to making tamales.
There's all kinds of tests out there. There's the old take a glass of water and drop the ball in it, it rises to the top, you have perfect dough.
Malena Acosta is in charge of the masa at the Chinita factory, standing over the big mixer adding shortening and broth, chili or cheese, or sometimes the brown cones of Mexican sugar, piloncillo, and mixing. No one touches it until she says it's right. Then the assembly is all by hand.
There are automated tamale machines, but they look like a dough filler uppers. They really don't work very well, and there's absolutely nothing better than that woman's love working on that tamale.
Back at her restaurant in a shadowy dining room off the bar, Carlota Flores gave us coffee and advice. Don't try tamales at home by yourself. It's way too much work. Make your filling, mix your masa, and invite your friends and family to help. That's the traditional way, a party, a tamalada. Tamales are labor-intensive.
They're gifts of love. They're packages, their tradition, their culture. They tell sad stories. They tell happy memories. They tell family times. A tamalada is the easiest way for young children in a family to start being included in the kitchen, to start learning all the secrets that grandmothers have, all the secrets that mothers might remember that their mothers taught them. It's a time where all these little hands and all these older hands do something that not only is loving, but is tasty as well. Each family has their own way of adding something special to that masa to make it just seem so endearing that it's something you never forget.
Carlota Flores, who owns El Charo restaurant in Tucson. I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.